from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Friday, December 31st, 2021. Here in Estes Park, Colorado, Stanley Hotel right behind me from The Shining, 1980, Jack Nicholson. On Thursday, the CDC increased their cruise travel notice to a level 4, recommending people avoid cruise travel regardless of their vaccination status. The agency reported that between December 15th and 29th, that 5,013 COVID-19 cases were reported to the CDC. In a statement, the health agency said, quote, "The CDC is working with cruise ships to keep passengers and crew safe through COVID-19 mitigation measures." The updated guidance has no impact on the conditional sail order issued by the agency last October and does not currently impact cruise operations. And Royal Caribbean Group provided a business update on Thursday detailing how the company is dealing with the Omicron variant. The company disclosed that since cruising has resumed, Royal Caribbean Group brands have carried over 1.1 million cruisers successfully, and out of the 1.1 million guests, 1,745 people have tested positive, a positivity rate of 0.02%. 41 of those cases had to be admitted to the hospital. CEO Richard Fain said, "We don't like to see even one case on board, but our experience is a fraction of the comparable statistics of virtually any other comparable location or industry." He went on to say, "Few businesses are subject to such intense scrutiny, regulation, and disclosure requirements by so many authorities, and we welcome that scrutiny because of our commitment to safety." This week, Royal Caribbean relaxed its cancellation policy for guests who want to reschedule or cancel sailings through January 17th. And Carnival Horizon is getting her final touches at the shipyard in Europe. Along with getting a complete propulsion overhaul at Fincantieri, the vessel is also receiving the new blue livery to match the other ships in the fleet. In early January, the ship will depart the yard for a transatlantic voyage back to Miami, where she'll enter service with an 8-night Southern Caribbean cruise on January 22nd. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 1.2%, 20.53. Royal Caribbean down 1.1%, 77.35. And Norwegian down 2.4%, 21.02. And in closing, before we sign off for the final time in 2021, I want to thank you, the viewer, for not only your comments, but the love and support you've shown throughout the year, been through some trying times. Also, a big thank you to Sarah and Richard for helping put this show together every single day. The restart hasn't been easy, that's for sure, and there's more challenges along the way. But I do promise you one thing. As long as you're still here, I'll continue to do my part to bring you the most accurate and dependable cruise industry coverage. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker, one last time for 2021 with Cruise News Today. Happy New Year!
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.